From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. 9 years ago, Americans watched as terrorists struck in New York, Pennsylvania, and the nation's capital. And today, memorials were held in each location. Bells were rung, the victims' names were read, and there were moments of silence. President Obama went to the Pentagon, and NPR's Allison Keyes says he declared the nation will never give in to those who attack the very idea of America.
Some held hands. Some leaned against each other. Others simply listened as President Obama stood at the Pentagon, remembering the nearly 3,000 people that died.
It's tempting to dwell on the final moments of the loved ones whose lives were taken so cruelly. Yet these memorials and your presence today remind us to remember the fullness of their time on Earth.
The president says the perpetrators of this evil act attacked all that this nation represents.
They may seek to spark conflict between different faiths, but as Americans, we are not and never will be at war with Islam. It was not a religion that attacked us that September day.
The president laid a wreath at the Pentagon Memorial. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, passengers and crew of Flight 93 were remembered for courageously fighting their terrorist hijackers, former First Lady Laura Bush.
We know they call family members to assure them of their love and to tell them of their plans. One passenger called his wife and said, "I know we're all going to die. There's three of us who are going to do something about it. I love you, honey."
There was continued controversy today over the planned Islamic mosque and cultural center near the World Trade Center site. Groups on both sides of the issue held demonstrations today. An investigation is underway into why a double-decker bus left its usual route and slammed into a bridge outside Syracuse, New York this morning. Randy Winter says four people were killed and one is in critical condition.
The megabus carrying 27 people plowed into the bridge around 2:30 Saturday morning. The bus had left Philadelphia about 4 hours earlier, headed for Toronto with a stop in Syracuse. But for reasons that aren't yet clear, the bus left the regular route and took a side road that has a notoriously low bridge. The bus company says the driver had made the trip several times before, and there is no indication he was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. The low bridge has been the scene of several accidents involving large-sized vehicles, but it's the first fatal accident at the bridge in almost 20 years. For NPR News, I'm Randy Wenner in Syracuse.
Novak Djokovic of Serbia defeated Roger Federer in the semifinals today of the U.S. Open in New York. He'll play Rafael Nadal in the final tomorrow. This is NPR. The first living service member from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars to receive the Medal of Honor doesn't want all the credit for trying to save some fellow soldiers. Army Staff Sergeant Salvatore Giunta told the Associated Press, "It was not me doing everything." The Army says the 25-year-old exposed himself to enemy gunfire in Afghanistan in an effort to save two comrades. Delivering a major economic speech today, Prime Minister George Papandreou promised Greece would recover from its debt crisis and emerge strong and competitive. But Joanna Kakissis reports the message is a tough sell to anxious Greeks.
Speaking in the northern Greek city of Thessaloniki, Papandreou said the debt crisis is a battle of survival for the country. He promised to cut corporate taxes to stimulate investment, open up restricted professions, privatize the energy market, and make it easier to start businesses. But polls show that many Greeks believe that life will get much worse in the next few years. In order to secure about $145 billion in international loans, the Greek government was required to cut public sector wages and pensions and hike taxes. That slowed the economy and increased unemployment. Thousands demonstrated against the government in Thessaloniki. Police arrested a few people, including a doctor who threw a shoe at the prime minister. The doctor said it was a political act against austerity. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
The U.S. has a new burrito king. Competitive eater Joey Chestnut, who goes by the nickname Jaws, scarfed down 47 burritos in a mere 10 minutes at the New Mexico State Fair today. That surpasses the old record of 33. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.